That's not what you're supposed to do. That's not appropriate. Hold on, back to this page. Go back up to this page.
Well, none of my other shows have started, so it's like we're still early.
Yeah, we got it. It's going to start shortly. Let me hit the button over here where this guy starts talking.
60.
There you go.
59.
There.
Oh, yeah, there's that guy.
He's good. He's good.
Mason show.
What a great, great example.
He's going to get a raise.
Mason show.
50.
Hey, wait a minute.
47.
This is a serious moment. I will not laugh.
And to the makers of Pepperidge Farm Charleston birthday cake cookies, please throw that formula in the trash.
Uh-oh.
22.
It is the worst cookie I have ever eaten because I have to eat my mistakes. I'm eating one of them now.
16, as we are now delivering the countdown 14, to the Slade and Mason show.
12. 13. Let me see.
Yes. Ah. This is our countdown.
Oh, I wanted to talk about this too.
7. 6.
This guy.
5. 4.
There we go.
3. 2.
Ready.
I got the one.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep
where's that?
In the heart of Virginia.
Deep in the heart of Virginia.
It's the Slade and Mason Show.
You gotta stop smoking that.
Hi,
stuff.
I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Right on cue, Freddie. Thank you very much. Oh, good morning, Mr. Slade.
Hello, Mr. Mason.
And welcome. Welcome back. Yes, it's been a long, long time. 1 week.
That's your fault.
All right. Well, we are back in the saddle, boys and girls. You missed us last week.
I was sitting in my very comfortable chair, ready to have my headset on.
Yep.
Looked in my email. No show this week.
Yep. So,
I'm going to Earth Care or whatever.
All right. So, yeah, we're back. Last week, my son it was the week prior, he had a tick on him. And so he tells me. So this, you know, this is the other thing with children. It's like, you know, like let's say it's the middle of the week. They don't say anything. It's like Sunday morning, you know, like all everything's closed. It could be the day before Christmas. There's shut down. There's no one available. Everybody's out of town. Hey, Dad, can you look at this? Because this looks really bad.
Meanwhile, he's got something that looks like a foot growing an appendage on him.
Yeah, I'm like, how long has that been though? Oh, 6 weeks. I'm like, all right. So anyway, so long story short, yeah, he had an infection due to a tick bite. So we had to take him over to urgent care, and then we find out you can't go to urgent care. They were like, well, you know, you can schedule. Like, all right, great. Let's schedule. And I'm looking 8 o'clock, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock. Oh my gosh.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, there was.
Why is it called urgent care if you got to come back at 3 o'clock?
Thank you. So long story short, did a video conference and they prescribed it was two tablets and you take them right now, boom, and it just floods the system with the magic sauce, and sure as donuts, like within 24-48 hours it started bubbling down and going away. And
you know what's interesting is that you're talking about that, and I just happened to watch a documentary about these weightlifters,
mm-hmm,
who inject this stuff into their veins under the muscle, And it makes them grow these ridiculous muscles, like look like Popeye. You know, it's like, yeah. What in the world?
All right. Well, what in the world is a good segue to this? This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us. It's like a radio program.
Mostly about us and nothing like any radio show you'll ever hear.
That's right. We're going to share with you
doing this
news
until
stories
finally
and things we see throughout the week.
That.
It's our take on it, basically. You know, we're just saying the things that creep into your dirty little mind that you would never hear on the radio.
Because you're too polite.
That's right. We're just trying to have some fun. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy. All the music is brought to you by Dano Music. We have a picture from Instagram from 2016. We got a Twitter picture from 2022, which is now X. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, share this with your friends. Share this with people you know. Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Matt. And Sheila.
All the ships at sea.
And all the ships at sea. And as always, we are brought to you by Icy Something, Icy Treats. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And I have a special surprise for Mr. Slade at the break.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
But there you go.
I love surprises.
Okay. So you used to smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I did.
Regular or menthol?
Used to be able to smoke. Oh, menthol. Come on, man. Come on now.
Okay.
Look at me. What do you think? It's like, come on, man. It's either cool or Newports. What are you talking about?
Must have been Newports.
I was in the Newports. They were Newports.
Well, the cools were always on sale. All right. Now, the. No,
you know, wait a minute. Before you go any further.
All right.
When I was working in retail, I learned, well, of course, I had a smoke shop at one time. Mm-hmm. So I learned a great deal about how the deals work. Okay, so here, the company that owns Newport, mm-hmm. which is Maryland, I think, or Maribild. Anyway, okay. Five times a year, they will go crazy and put $5 coupons off a carton.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll, of course, every other month, offer you $3 off two packs. Well, that, you know, back when I was smoking, that was
a pretty sweet deal.
Man, it's like, geez, it's like a carton of cigarettes would have cost me like $7. And hey, mm-hmm. if I could get $1.50 or $3 off two packs, hey, I'm only going to pay $2.50.
That's right.
But now, and it was amazing because I was in a Sheetz recently and I saw somebody, I didn't think people still bought cartons because they were so doggone expensive. But they bought two cartons of Marlboros.
Mm.
And I'm listening. And when she said, let me see, I think she said $182.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Listen.
So you were obviously in Virginia.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're right.
Because if you were in New Jersey,
you're paying $400.
In New York, that's $487. And you're like, $487? Yeah, per carton. What? That's for real. That's a for real number.
I mean, like I say, they were going like, there was like at one point, mm-hmm. it was like $13 a pack in New York. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, I quit smoking right on time because when I went into the hospital, I think my brand of Newports was like $480 a pack.
Wow.
And now, like I say, it's insane. You know, again, you can talk about me all you want and you can laugh about my personal habits, but I'll tell you what, if I'm gonna smoke something, I'm gonna get more than lung cancer out of it.
Oh my gosh. Well, with that in mind, keeping in tradition, hey, what do you got for us today? Do you have a Sunday morning rant?
You know, Dan, normally I would.
Oh, nothing today.
But you know, no, it isn't. And it's not that I don't have nothing. It's because, you know, every once in a while, you are reminded of your own mortality.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we don't necessarily have an expiration date stamped on us, but eventually we're going to go meet the Grim Reaper.
Well,
unless AI finds a way to fix that.
Some people do.
All right. So, you know, and I bring this up because yesterday, of course, I heard the news about Jimmy Buffett.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's he was 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He had a really good life, and he made being a beach bum culturally acceptable.
A billion opportunities to do that. Yes, he was a billionaire, culturally
exactly.
acceptable.
And And here's now there's good and bad sides to everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he really was a bear when it came to people performing his songs.
Mm.
He, yes, sir. He would sue people quickly.
Yep.
But, you know, it's like I was working at a little teeny radio station back in the 70s. I was starting my career. It was a middle of the road station. Now, that's a format that was like, it wasn't offensive because it didn't have a lot of but it wasn't so sleepy that it went. So they would play things like Paul McCartney and Wings, the milder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They would play Percy Faith.
Mm-hmm.
They would play, oh, Nat King Cole.
Soft rock.
But they would also play soft rock. They would also play the Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in this era that I got my first experience with Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
1973, Jimmy Buffett was a young songwriter, just having a good time.
Yeah.
And he had this song, and it just struck a chord with me, and it still does to this day. And I remember playing it on that little radio station. And every once in a while now, I'm on a classic hit station, and every once in a while it comes up, and it reminds me. It is my favorite Jimmy Buffett song. Come Monday is the name of the song. And I just, you know, again, I mean, people like Margaritaville and Cheeseburger in Paradise and Changes in Attitudes. But Come Monday was just a song that just, boom, it just hits you where you live. You know, it tells you a very basic story. All right. Now, that's one.
Okay.
Jack Sonny.
Who?
Jack Sonny. You don't know his name, but I'm going to tell you, you'll know his work.
Sonny.
He was the other guitarist on the Dire Straits song, Brothers in Arms.
Okay.
He was a masterful guitarist, and he, of course, passed away this week. Really sad. All right, now, let's see here. Let's talk about who else has gone to the monkey yard.
Oh, my gosh, he's lining them up, all the stiffs.
I am indeed. Bob Barker.
Yep, you know, Bob again, Barker.
That was, of course, longtime host of The Price is Right, but see, I remember watching him back in the 60s on Truth or Consequences.
Yep, that's
and,
true.
And so again, and for 90 years, this guy, he was 99.
Yeah.
They keep saying he was 100, but he was only 99. And unfortunately, sad to say, Arlene Sorkin. Yep. She was the woman who voiced the voice of, what is her name? Kitty, not Kitty Galore. I can't remember. Oh, Harley Quinn. That's what it was.
Okay.
In the Batman animated series. She was also a member. She also was cast in the cast of Days of Our Lives.
And was she Up Where the Air Was Rare as well?
Yes.
She, okay.
Yes. You know, again, so she died the 24th. All right. Then wrestling took two hits in the last week.
Jiminy crickets. This is a
bad. Bray Wyatt.
Who?
Bray Wyatt. Now, people may not know who Bray Wyatt is, but it's like he comes from a wrestling family. His father is Mike Rotundo. His grandfather was Blackjack Mulligan.
Hmm.
Now, so Bray Wyatt died. He was 36 years old, Dan. It's like he had a heart condition. Hmm. Then he got COVID, which exacerbated it. And they were planning on him coming back to the WWE. And he had a massive heart attack and died on the 24th.
Wow.
The other professional wrestler who passed away, long time, Terry Funk, one of the Funk brothers. Of course, Dory and Terry Funk were wrestlers extraordinaire, and Terry was one of the baddest SOBs in the world. For people who believe that wrestling is fake, yeah, it is to a certain extent. But back in Terry Funk's day, Terry Funk and Harley Race and all those guys, they got their bruises and butts stood open and cuts because they were stiff. They wrestled. They fought. They were men.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, Terry Funk passing away. He was 76. Hersha Priority.
Who?
You may not know her as their name, but she was the school teacher, Alex Grevy, on Little House on the Prairie. You know, and it was on for years and years and years and years.
I watched 14 seconds of it. I said, this sucks. Oh, but well, but if you come back and you hear da 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 da, you go, then you know mission, Steve Austin, $6 Million Man comes on next. So you had to sit through the damn credits. So there I see these girls running up fetching a pail of water. I'm like, this sucks. This is not fun.
And years later, I did watch some of Little House on the Prairie, and then I said, yeah, this sucks.
This sucks.
All right, I'm continuing on with my memories. Now, like I say, this is all in the last month.
Yeah.
Bobby Robertson, who, of course, was singer and leader of the band.
Mm-hmm.
He died August 9th.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I'm like, when you go through and you think, like I say, here I am, William Friedkin. You know the name?
Nope.
Wrote the scariest book in history, The Exorcist.
Nah.
He directed the film, The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again. Yeah. And it was the scariest movie that I'd seen. But
that was a scary movie compared to
the
book. Yeah.
It wasn't as scary as the book. So,
yeah.
You know, again. And
come on, the big one.
Let me see here.
The big one.
Oh, the big one.
Just passed a couple days ago. Come on. Same day as Jimmy Buffett. Come on.
Wait a minute. Let me
politician.
See. I got my open. Oh, Bill Richardson.
There you go.
He of course was the governor of New Mexico. And you know, again, real staunch. I mean, he was a staunch Democrat. And he, of course, he was on the ballot for the presidency at one time. But it's like when he retired from government service, he still gave his life to trying to help people be able to maneuver their way around the citizenship question in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, over the last couple of weeks, I'm reminded, it seems like I'm reminded every day of my own mortality. And it's because of this that I have the philosophy that I have. I live absolutely every day like it is the last one because it could be. I don't have any regrets. And I've told my kids can quote this to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, again, I've had a really great life so far. Mm-hmm. And it's not over yet, but I've had a great life. And if I were to die tomorrow, nobody would be able to stand there honestly and say, poor JD, he missed so much. Because I didn't miss anything. And those things I liked, I did twice. The point is that you've got to go ahead and you've got to live. You know, again, I mean, the world is a messed up place as it is. And I don't let that bother me. I start every day just like I do every day. It's like if I wake up, man, it's a good day. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. You can go get up and get a pee, take a bowel movement. You're off and ready.
That is my version of a rant, recognizing my own mortality and understanding that hopefully, you know, hopefully when I close my eyes and take that dirt nap, somebody will say, you know, he did leave the place a little better than he found it.
Yeah, but he, there you but go. But he has to put the seat down next time. Okay.
Yeah. yeah, like I say, you know, oh, boy. Did I hear that?
Yes.
Did I hear music?
It
oh,
is,
my God.
It is time for AI report.
Yes. AI.
All right. So there's this guy. Let's see another thing. Why is it? I hate these little prompts. All right. So, whoops, there we go. So apparently there is this guy, an inventor, who is going and suing. He's suing to become the first person to recognize his bot as sentient. He's got some copyright going on, and he's calling it Dabus, which is D-A-B-U-S. It is the device for autonomous bootstrapping of unified sensors. Went to a federal judge this past week, and the inventor listed his AI system artwork as can't claim the copyright. He says, I can't claim the copyright because it is its own thing. And this is now winding through the courts. and trying to make up a legal right for his new bot as a standalone sentient being. I claim BS, but you know.
Okay. All right.
But he's going down that path. And so that is the news for it this weekend. So, I mean, there's a lot of AI stuff going on, but this one is going to be in the courts for a long time because now you have to figure out, like, hey, was it thinking on its own, or was this based upon just random crap that it learned on the internet? That's going to be the sticking point. So be afraid, boys and girls. It's coming. Be afraid.
Oh,
be very, very afraid.
I'm going to tell you what I've been doing. Again, it's like while you were doing that story.
Yes, dear.
I was actually accessing ChatGPT.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you why. Let me see. Okay. Give a sec. Okay. It's like, so I've given them the parameters. I've given them the business, the website, the address, the phone number, and what I want. Four spots. All right.
30-second spots or 1 minute
yep,
spots?
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
So that means you have to tell them how many words.
Yep. No, I don't. You see, they believe it. They already know. Oh. It's like, 30 seconds. One for birthdays. R-T-H-D-A-Y-S.
I just look at customers and go, all right, now it's a 30-second spot. You have to include my home address, the telephone number, the website address, the email address. I'm like, that's the 30-second commercial.
In itself, right there. So, all right, let's see. One for anniversaries. One for...
So while JD is doing that, the reason I was bringing up cigarettes is because we are now on the precipice of flavored cigarettes going away, never to be seen ever again.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
the FDA has now indicated the fact that it's now, right? September 1st?
Man.
Yes.
But do you realize how long these filtered vapes have been out there? We have already gone through an entire generation.
Yeah, I know.
Who had these things, and now we're on the second generation, and it's not getting any better because, like I say, yeah, when you say, "Oh, this is bubble gum,"
fruit delicious,
right? Until it starts gumming up your lungs. Yeah, you know? I mean,
I'm loving it. So yeah, but like Newports, those will be gone.
Yep.
The cherry flavored Marlboros. Gone. Can't have them anymore. So, and that was one of the deals we did when I was doing Smoking Cessation. It was you flipped. If you were a menthol smoker, you do regular. If you were a regular smoker, you'd do menthol. Just made it as unappealing as possible. And it worked, baby. Let me tell you. Jiminy flipping crickets. But
But like I say, I had tried to quit on my own, I'm only going to smoke this many a day.
Yeah,
la,
it doesn't
la,
work.
La, la, la.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It
doesn't
work.
You either have to
cold turkey. Mm-hmm.
And that's the toughest thing to do.
Yep.
And the reason I had help is because I was in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I had no choice.
Yeah.
I couldn't smoke. But I was so glad when I got out of the hospital. I had two packs of cigarettes in my freezer that I put there before I went in. Now, of course, this was 62 days later.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, not the first want to light up a cigarette.
What did you do with those?
I gave them to Brenda.
Okay.
I figure I'll kill somebody else.
What a jerk. What a maroon.
What a
nincompoop. Oh my gosh.
But okay. All right. Now I gave you the parameters, right?
Yeah. Go.
And then I go and I tell them what I want and go here.
And
there it is.
I like how it goes. Sure. Here you go. It's like,
look at that.
It's like,
three,
I don't care.
And four. I have four new commercials in the course of a 3 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Woo, hey,
I do love this part of it. I do love that part of it. But unfortunately, for all the good it's going to do, somebody's going to find a way to take over the world.
Yeah, it'll be pretty bad. There's something called, I want to say Duet, I guess it is. It's by It's by Google. They just released it. And essentially, it's a note-keeping system for AI. So you can actually come in and like a Zoom meeting. No, I guess like this meeting, what we're doing right now.
Right.
And like I could just, you know, type up things I wanted to talk about and why they were important to me. And if I can't make the meeting, what it will do is it will send summary notes to everybody who's in the meeting. Like, hey, Dan couldn't make it, but here are some things he wanted to talk about. And then it's like you could have it'll have like all of that. If everybody decides to not go to the meeting, it'll include these liner notes for everybody, except if there's like if there's one person left. If there are no people left, then it just won't have the meeting. But I'm like, can you imagine like 15 people and you're the only one sitting there and all of a sudden it's like, these are all the things everybody wanted to talk about. I'm like, okay. And then it'll
celebrate
send you a summary.
The bonds that last a lifetime.
Oh, my
God. This is some good stuff.
All right. So anyway, right. That's
like
what's.
But you did this.
That's a new
you
tool.
You did this.
I'm loving it. I can't wait. More AI.
I'm telling you. It's like, I'm telling
you. I can't hand over fist. I'm grabbing it with big hands, stuffing it down my throat, loving it. Oh my
gosh.
We
have opened up a kettle of worms that we are not going to be able to control.
I love it. Can't wait.
I mean, I'm telling you.
Can't wait. Yeah. Baby. Can't wait.
Guess what? You are going to be out of work. Because
good.
They probably already got samples of your voice.
I already told them. That should do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's get it going. Hey, speaking of getting rid of, how about Mitch? Wait, ooh. Mitch McConnell, I'm gonna do a new impersonation of him. You ready? Here we go.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me lead you into it.
Here we go.
Mr. McConnell, what are you saying about the such and such and such and such?
Well, my reelection, I
that's perfect.
Mr. McConnell? Mitch?
I'm sorry,
Mitch.
I really don't mean to laugh at his infirmity, but you know it is really kind
Mitch,
of funny.
Do you, yeah, guys, speak up next time you ask the question.
I mean,
that was their
like
save.
This is not the first time.
It's the second time.
That's the sad part. This is the second time that he's just sort of froze up.
His personal doctor has said, "Oh, he's fine.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Right.
This is the way a normal person works." You know. you know. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a surgeon sitting there? Okay, we got somebody. Doctor, are you gonna take care of that bleeder? All right, so look, Mitch, you're like what, second, third from the top of the food chain here with us. If Biden goes under,
that other old guy.
I was talking to a customer the other day, and I said, yeah, which old white guy are we going to elect for president this year? She just fell off her chair laughing. Are we gonna get a fat one? Are we going to get a thin one? What are we going to get? What kind of white man are we going to get?
Here's the thing. Oh. Here's the sad part, because like I said, whew. Mitch McConnell is 81.
Yeah. No, he's older than that.
Oh, maybe he's the one who's 84.
Hold on. How old is Mitch? Hold on. You're right. He is 81 years old. However, the picture they're showing him is when he was 60. So
Now, Mitch is 81.
Dianne Feinstein is 90.
The president is
80. And Pelosi is 83.
You know, I mean, so the top pillars of power are all heading toward that centennial mark. And listen, I'm not saying anything, but listen, here's the proof to the pudding. The only people who live to be 116, 118 years old ain't white.
No. and they eat yogurt and they're on Dannon commercials. I get it. But
exactly. But you know, the thing with this is that, you know, this is a very serious, serious question. And people are saying, well, do we need to put term limits or should we put an age limit as to when people can be in there? I mean, Mitch McConnell's been in the Senate for what, 40 years?
Oh, longer than that, man. He's been in, let's see, he's been providing first amendment in 1970. 1978 is what?
45.
There you go.
So, I mean, and you know, Thurman was another one.
Yeah, so that's right. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Strom Thurmond was another one. He was in the House for 50 years. Yeah. You know, and there comes a point to where, you know, when you have gone through and you've lived long enough to see so many multiple changes in our society, in our person, in our technology, it's time for you to step back. Because listen, I'll be the first one to tell you, I am a very, very smart man. Mm-hmm. However, I am dumb as Balaam's ass when it comes to computers and things like that. You know, I have to rely
on you. Attest it. Ladies and gentlemen, I will swear under a Bible 15 feet tall that he is a complete computer neophyte. But
let me also tell you.
You're the first one to recognize.
But I also know my limitations.
Correct.
And so that's why, you know, again, I'm not the typical man. Because I'm not going to sit around fumbling with all this crap and just messing things up and then having people yell at me because I did the wrong thing.
Right.
No, sir. I go, hey, Dan, how you do such? And Dan goes, okay, well, now.
When you have a pile of senators who are sitting there asking. Asking asking the Zuck, hey, man, how do you guys make money? And he looks at him and goes, advertising? Hello? It's an advertising platform? Are we on the same page? Do we all realize this is what this is all
about? Here's the problem, like I said.
No clue.
And here's my problem with the whole thing. Because when you start looking at the Tower of Ascension, what have we got that's coming that's going to be able to take these old farts place?
Oh, what is it?
Oh, he's going to be vice president. Yeah, again, he's running for vice president.
No.
Yep. Donald Trump has already said he likes him.
Oh my gosh. Have you listened to anything the man says?
Yes, I have.
The whole sentence and you go, okay, wait. So somehow in the next 4 years, you're going to take 40 years worth of intellectual processing, take it out of Taiwan and move it to the United States, even though it would take 20 years to build out the infrastructure. I just take every single sentence that comes out of his mouth, stop, write it down on a piece of paper and go, all right, hold on, wait. Let me digest what you just said. Let me digest. So write this down. We're going to shut down Taiwan. All right. So we come to a screeching halt. And in 4 years, you're going to be able to produce 20 years worth of infrastructure. What? So it's like, and people like, they're like enthralled by him because it's like, oh, he's got so much energy. He's got all these great ideas. You know, JD, I got great ideas too. But I'm so full of, you know what, it would never happen.
Well, and that's exactly what we've got with this guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last campaign? You remember the candidate who said, yeah, you know, we ought to send $1,000 to every citizen every month. You know, it's like, you got to remember when they had the first Republican debate, the first question was, all right, considering the circumstances, is there anyone who would support Donald Trump, even though he's not here, Donald Trump, if he was convicted of any of these charges that he's made? He was the first one to raise his hand.
Yep.
You know, again, and that scares the dickens out of me because, like I say, I'm not into politics, but I also know how I'm living, and I'm living pretty good right now, Dano. I really am.
Well, we'll change that real quick.
Well, now let me just tell you, it's like I got an announcement.
You have to hold it.
Oh, I gotta go.
You gotta hold it in.
Oops.
Today in history, September 3rd, 301, San Marino, one of the smallest nations in the world and the world's oldest republic, is found by San Marinos. Located at the upper, if you will, calf of the traditional Italian boot shape of Italy. They speak mostly Italian, but it's not Italy. They use the euro like Italy does. It's interchangeable with the lira, but it's not Italy. It's 97% Catholic, but it's not Italy. It's kind of like they say, if it looks like Italy and smells like Italy and tastes like Italy, must be San Marino. 1777, during the American Revolutionary War and the Battle of Cooch's Bridge, the flag of the United States is flown for the very first time, to which the British responded, "Oh man, they have a flag now?" 1802, William Wordsworth composes the sonnet entitled "Composed Upon Westminster Bridge, September 3rd, 1802, and it was composed upon the Westminster Bridge. Oh, this guy's original. 1935, Sir Malcolm Campbell reaches a speed of 304 miles per hour at the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah, becoming the first person to drive an automobile over 300 miles an hour. When he reached the other end, he jumped out of the car and goes, "The gas pedal, it was stuck!" And finally, 1994, during the Sino-Soviet split, Russia and the People's Republic of China agree to detarget their nuclear weapons against each other. Rumor has it they're refocusing at San Marino, which of course is not Italy. I'm Dan Mason, and that's September 3rd.
Good day, mates. You thought you knew the true taste of Australia, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Say goodbye to the same old burger joints and wave hello to Pouchies, the place where the outback meets your taste buds. Now, we know you've heard of fast food, but at Pouchies, we've taken it to the next level. Introducing the Outback Express, because who needs a drive-thru when you've got kangaroos? Picture this. You roll up, and our trusty kangaroo crew, fresh from the wild, greets you with a hearty, "G'day mate."
"G'day mate, ready for a ripper of a meal."
Choose your burger from our mouth-watering menu. We've got the Bush Tucker Special, the Rue Royale, and of course, the classic, Joey Burger. Made with the finest, lean, and mean kangaroo meat, sourced straight from nature's own reclamation process. And here's the twist, mate, we've got the didgeridoo deal. That's right, when you order a didgeridoo deal, you not only get a scrumptious Joey burger, but you also receive a mini didgeridoo with every meal. Blow your own tunes while enjoying the real taste of Down Under. So why settle for the ordinary when you can have the extraordinary? At Pouchies, it's not just a meal, it's an Aussie adventure. Our kangaroo spotters are out there, ensuring the freshest and most flavorful roos make it to your plate.
Oi, look at this beauty. That's gonna make one ripper of a burger.
So grab your mates, head on down to Pouchies, and experience the true taste of the Outback. No worries, no dunnies, just good ol' Aussie goodness.
Don't be a drongo, mate. Come on down to Pouchies, where the roos are fresh and the flavour is unreal.
Where every bite takes you on a journey to the heart of Australia. G'day, flavour.
Pouchies, the ultimate kangaroo burger experience. Drop by today and let your taste buds go wild.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But I've found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the moon, you promised me the sun, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, the master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen, There's a duet from Eddie Van Halen.
Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above.
A little flat there.
Light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, the master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man, honey, not a mouse. Nothing but old green cheese.
Oh, baby, yeah, yeah.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Now, before you
Dan Slade. I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
The point that I was going to make before you went into that break is that Social Security has already told me that I'm going to get another cost of living raise January 1st. Last year, I got 8.5%.
It starts with a B, ends with a witch.
Like I said, hey, I've gotten more raises in Social Security than I have in my employer in the last 10 years.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, that was, and I could probably
that
send
was
this
great.
With you.
That was great.
That's called Green Cheese by Merle Travis.
And yes, sir. I bet it was.
That was actually the cleanest 78 I have listened to in a really long time, but that is in commemoration of today being National
Green Cheese Day.
Nope, it's Welsh Rabbit.
What?
Welsh Rabbit.
I have heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's essentially a very, well, initially a very thin beer flavored, cheese sauce that you lay over very crisp bread, and that becomes your meal. It's a cheese based meal. It's actually very good.
It's a melted
cheese sandwich. No. Because here's what you do. All right, you get a double boiler. It's a pain in the butt. You get a double boiler, and then you put some butter in, and then you got to put the cheese in, and as it starts to melt, you have to introduce an egg. And you have to be careful because you'll cook the egg. So what you have to do is dip up some of the cheesy melt and bring it into the egg and temper it. After it's been
Miss
tempered,
cheesy
you bring
melt?
It back
I'd
into
like you to meet Mr. Egg.
Bring it back into the egg and you mix it up. And then you add the cayenne pepper and you add the dry mustard and you a little bit of salt. And then you put the black pepper in. You stir, stir, stir until it starts to get kind of meltish. It doesn't get completely smooth. And then you put in about 10 ounces of beer, and then you quickly stir it all in, and it becomes like a very thin soup. Quickly, though, you need to take it off the double boiler, put it onto the crisp bread, and it's done. It's a 1970s dinner. It was fondue.
It was another one of those that fondue. Came under the creation of LSD and marijuana. It's like, yeah, these Texans will go together. Let's just mush that up there. Yep, we'll call it Welsh Rabbit.
Welsh Rabbit.
There's no rabbit and there's no grape juice.
and it's not from the Welsh. So
no,
there you
it's
go.
Not from the Welsh.
Yeah. It's
all right, listen,
French.
But anyway, you got to start this thing because it's like we're running late this morning.
This portion of the Slade and Mason show is Mason brought show. To you by I I'm See Something,
the
I See
so
Tree.
You see
and you may ask yourself, what is this I See Tree? And you may ask yourself, what is with this red truck? And you may ask yourself, why is this so delicious?
What have I done?
I'm going to tell you now what it's all about. It's going to be a tasty treat. I'll tell you about it.
Oh, by the way, thank you for that surprise. I love the
all right,
new
Pouchy ad. All right. We'll talk about that in a bit. Again, give me.
I lost it.
We're sponsored in part by Icy
Something. Icy Treat. All right.
This is
a new
icy treat that we have been telling you about for years. And if you have not tried it, Dan will tell you what you should be doing.
All right. So what you need to do is you got to give my buddy Sheila a call at 804-617-8827. And she and Al will show up.
Is that her personal number? It is.
It's actually, it goes straight to her cell phone.
Let me call her right now.
Oh, not right now. She's probably at church. So let's not do that.
Hi, darling.
All right. So give them a call, 804-617-8827. And the reason you'll be doing that is because what they have is a big red truck where they have icy treats. And what they've done is they've gotten these two big Italian ice shredding machines and they slowly rotate and they rub up against the ice and it creates this beautiful snowfall. And the snowfall lays into this goblet. Al then puts the flavoring top of it and gummy worms. They freeze up right away. And the kids like to crunch on those. And the dentists love that as well. And so then, you know, they have some really delicious flavors. They got one that's like a pina colada. They have an almond joy style.
If you like pina coladas.
You like Peter Paul Almond Joy's got mounds.
I love
those. That got flavor combination. They have that built in there as well. That they have like three different flavors of cherry.
That one is good too.
Yeah. So
coconut flavor.
Yep. Give them a call at 804-617-8827. So if you got a birthday party, corporate event, fundraiser, something like that, you need to get going on. They are there for you. You can visit them at www.
Don't wait because they've got to close up shop eventually. Don't get caught in the lurch.
Yep. And I know that they are going to be gone between October 4th and October 8th at the very least. So, I know that for a fact. But anyway, we'll get into that a little bit. We'll talk about that. Give them a call. Go to the website at www.icyesomethin.
Leave out the G for goodness sake.
Icey.com. They're also available on Instagram, Facebook. Give them a call. Again, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There we go. So, yes, I did. I asked. I put all the parameters for Pouchies. And I said, run me a new ad. And that's exactly what AI kicked out. I just laughed my butt off. That including the sound of the kangaroo bouncing in the background.
Yeah. Now, let me say this. The original announcer, I just happened to like the way the original announcer said, Pouchies. Pouchies.
Yeah, that was, fun.
So I listened and I thought, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. And they even voiced it for you.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I used AI to voice it because I figured I need four different voices. I'm like, oh my gosh. If that was a Larrick, things would be upset with four different voices. All right. So guess what?
What? As we are heading into the most gluttonous holiday of the summer, Labor Day. And the reason that we are the fattest nation in the world is why?
Hey.
It's because of the food industry. It's what they force us to eat. They put all this stuff. As a matter of fact, there's a new commercial that we've been running. I've been making fun of it on the air. It's like, it's guys, hey, you know, if this were a real Reese's commercial, you'd have to see the Reese's. You don't have to see it? You mean I can just say Reese's and people will go buy them?
Oh, yeah,
and that's
how
it's got in. Reese's. Reese's.
Don't make fun of Reese's. Spots. Don't make fun of spots.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, that's just one of the reasons. But I have a whole slew of reasons as to why you're just going to be a piggy. Yahoo News says that Gatorade is launching its first ever mystery flavor.
I know what it is. It's pumpkin spice.
The limited edition drink will be available this month. The company is holding a contest where anyone who correctly guesses the flavor can win tickets to the Super Bowl or college football national championship game.
Tastes like urine. Is it urine? Did I get that right? Is it urine flavored? Did I get that right? Was it urine? Which urine? Buffalo urine? mongoose?
Brand Eating says pumpkin spice Oreos are back in grocery stores for a limited time. The cookies have golden Oreo wafers and pumpkin spice cream. They're selling for $4.50. Jaboom says Dairy Queen is bringing back their pumpkin pie blizzard today. The seasonal treat has real pumpkin pie pieces, vanilla soft serve, whipped cream, and a dash of nutmeg.
No!
WJW says Dairy Queen is celebrating the fall season by offering 85-cent blizzards at participating locations. The offer started on September... Oh, no, it starts on September 11th and runs for 2 weeks. Flavors include pumpkin pie, snickerdoodle, cookie dough, caramel fudge, cheesecake, hot cocoa, peanut butter cup pie, choco dip strawberry, and flubber nutter.
And Sora Gatorade News. Mystery flavor.
Thank you. Sora News says Starbucks in Japan is introducing a new drink called the Butter Frappuccino. It contains sweet potato, butter, and honey.
Jeez, Louise. Oh, and maybe some coffee.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there's some coffee got to be there somewhere. UPI says that the Main Street Grill in Lewiston, Idaho has unofficially set a new world record. Oh, I would love to have been there for this. For the longest Philly cheesesteak.
Ooh.
It measures 722.8 feet long.
How long?
The restaurant... 722.8 foot.
Oh,
the restaurant beat the old record by 72 and a half feet. The Main Street Grill sold 6-inch pieces of the sandwich for $10 in order to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club. But man, I think I'd have bought me all kinds.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have had me hundreds of dollars worth of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Panera. They're celebrating fall by bringing back their Cinnamon Crunch Latte and a new Cinnamon Crunch Bagel Sandwich.
Ugh.
Ew.
Ugh.
Ugh. Mash Magazine says a TikToker recently tried to make a McDonald's cheeseburger look expensive by adding gold leaf foil to both buns. Now, you can buy 25 edible gold sheets on Amazon for $25.
Yep.
The foil did not change the taste of the burger.
Nope.
No, it's still garbage.
Just stayed too
Pringles. Pringles is launching a new limited edition flavor inspired by everything bagel. The chips taste like sesame, poppy seeds, cream cheese, toasted onions, and garlic. Oh, my God.
And dirty shoes.
And Turkish food. Industry news says Taco Bell is testing a new dessert called Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Gelato. The 2-week test run is taking place at Irvine, California restaurants. The tropical lime gelato is sweet and creamy and may soon be added to Taco Bell's menus everywhere.
Why?
WSPA says Krispy Kreme is bringing back strawberry glazed donuts for Labor Day weekend. I'm sorry. The special donuts are available until tomorrow at select locations. This marks the first time that they've been offered since 2021, and it should be the last time.
Thank God.
All right, so here you go, my friend, and this one I did just for you.
Thank you.
Baking Business says Samuel Adams has created an Oktoberfest pretzel named Wheelhouse Dunkel. Beer is made with brioche-style soft pretzels and salt. It's going to be available starting on September 15th for a limited time.
Ew.
And to all of my Oktoberfest, hey, you fat son of a...
That is gross. Thank you.
You're very welcome. See, I do think of you when I'm putting these things together.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, you heard about Burger King, right?
What about Burger King
now?
Burger
King
the fact that I haven't gone to them in months.
They're in big trouble.
Why?
Well, apparently, they, you know how like they take a picture of the burgers and it's always use like a what's the word I'm looking for? I want to find the right word. They use a food stylist.
Yes, which of course makes those burgers perfect. And they use all kinds of chemicals and things to make them look that way because the real burgers don't look anything like that.
Right. So they have to use the same stuff. But like what they'll do is they'll take a burger, right? And they'll cut it open like a Pac-Man and spread it out and then push it towards the front of the bun. And then they'll take the they will spend 6 hours. And we talked about this. They'll spend six hours looking for the perfect sesame bun. And if it's perfect, but it's still missing a couple of sesame seeds, they'll go ahead and glue those on.
Glue those on. Yeah, it's like, you know, so it looks like a real full sesame bun.
So apparently they got their Whopper handed to them. to use the vernacular. They lost. They lost. So I don't know what the repercussions are. I don't know if they're going to have to pay people back. I mean, I've been buying Whoppers for a long time, and I'm happy with them. I mean, people just...
I don't like the Whopper because it's too big and it's like, and it tends to like disintegrate in your hands. The Junior Whopper with cheese, you can hold it with one hand.
Yeah.
And like you really get all that messy food all in your mouth.
But
know?
See, I don't like putting the cheese on it because the cheese gets stuck up. It's all like the American cheese is gross. It is just, it is the closest thing to plastic that we've created that is food, in my opinion, in my humble personal opinion. I mean, I know it's got cheddar cheese in it. It's got mozzarella cheese in it. It's got some other cheese in there. But then they add like this weird enzyme that turns it into a liquid goo. And then they stick it between sheets of plastic. You know, as a Ute. When I went as a Ute and we would go to the delicatessen and it got sliced cheese, you get it home, you hurry up, you stick a knife between it, you can get the slices off. And sometimes you get this big ball at the end because they get all squished and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's like I have cheese in my refrigerator that they don't put slices in between. So right. It's like it's just one big melted wad.
I mean, this is what we call like first world problems. You know, it's like
my cheese is stuck together.
Well, so the flip what? Who cares? So. But and that is my big problem. I don't like American cheese. It is first off, if it's a lot like rubber cement. You know, you put rubber cement on one sheet, you put rubber cement on the other sheet, and the moment they just barely, that's it, baby. They're stuck together forever. It's the same thing with American cheese.
You can use that for insulation, man.
The American cheese is just like that. They just barely touch. They are now a unit. It's like Play-Doh. You stick Play-Doh together, it's together forever. So no, I don't like American cheese. I never have. And that's the other problem. You bite down and it got stuck underneath the rock or the roof. You can't get it off. And you got to pick your finger in there and scrape it off. And it's just, oh, I don't want to do that. That's disgusting. What's the matter with people?
Changing the subject,
yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. What? What do you want to talk about?
I have gotten.
I got a list.
My viewing habits are very limited.
Yeah.
I watch Nightline.
I've come to replace your light fixture.
I didn't know it was broken.
Oh, it isn't.
I watch Nightline. I watch This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I watch Family Guy, of course.
Uh-huh.
And then I've gotten into watching this show. It's called,
Sims.
No, I stopped watching them 15 years ago. No, it's Below Zero. Life Below Zero.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You were talking about that.
Yeah, these are these people who go up to Alaska on their own volition.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear about the family, the two teenagers, whatever it was, late teenagers, decided they were going to go live off the land, like in Montana, in the middle of flipping winter. They didn't make it.
No, stop.
I'm like, what? What? Go ahead.
Here's what I've done. I watch these shows because I want to see, because I can tell you that there is lack of any pigmentation except for the native Alaskan woman who happens to be with her American husband.
Mm-hmm.
But he's prohibited from doing certain shooting and such and such. But what I watch is that, again, if all I wanted to do was work, that's where I'm going to go. Because that's all those people do.
Yeah.
They're always working for food.
Yeah.
They're working for wood.
Yeah.
They get 2 months of summer and they got to get everything they need in that 2 months so they can get ready for 8 months or 10 months of dark winter.
It's like being a bird. You realize like the moment they wake up until the time they go to sleep, all they're doing is going and foraging and eating and feeding and eating and feeding,
and eating and feeding. These people do. And it's like, and I'm like, I ask logical questions. Like, for instance, none of these people have running water.
No.
So I'm thinking that
bucket,
you know, no, bucket. not because it's also damn cold. So it's right. Like, well, I'm thinking that maybe we don't necessarily freshen up.
Oh, no, of course not. No. It goes, you know, months, years, decades, you know, you wait until that stuff is crispy, crunchy, and, you know, it's just,
you can chip it off with a hammer and chisel. Ooh. Yeah. It's like, no, like I said, yeah. See, and that's another reason. And this one guy who's there, he's racing in the Iditarod.
Ooh.
And I mean, he is just Mighty Joe Young, man. He just loves chopping down trees and sawing up logs. Uh-huh. He built an entire cabin in one summer. By himself.
Yeah, well,
by himself.
You know what? I'm like you. I'll just sit and watch him go. Yep.
That's exactly right.
I love white people.
Yes, yes. Hey, SWBs, man. But listen, you know what? What's really fun to do? Yeah, they don't have any little warm cots that they can go into to do that.
Nope.
And I'm sitting in my nice toasty living room.
Oh my gosh! All right,
it's
well,
been fun again.
Freddie ran it, so then we're done. We're done.
Hey, happy Labor Day, buddy.
Happy Labor Day. Have a happy day. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And if you do, don't let the cops know you're doing it. Because
that's exactly right.
It's probably illegal.
Appreciate things like that. It's probably illegal.
Next week, we might even hear from Bob Newhart, right?
Oh, God. I meant to tell you. No. We've been rejected for our interview possibility.
Oh, they said no?
They said no. They did say no. I actually talked to a really nice lady, but no Bob Newhart.
Aww.
Hey, I'll tell you who I'll shoot for now, because Bill Murray's having some hard times with PR.
Oh, did you hear he broke his arm?
Well, like I say, he's also been called a jerk by most people in Hollywood, so it's like, I'm going to see if I can get him.
Bill Murray or Chevy Chase?
Bill Murray.
Well, Bill Murray's not a jerk. Chevy Chase is a jerk.
No. Bill Murray is a jerk, too. It's like if you ask Lisa Liu from the set of Charlie's Angels. Yeah, he was a jerk.
Oh, didn't know that. Well, I knew Chevy Chase was a...
You know, again, and that's too bad, because like I say, I used to like Chevy. I like Christmas Vacation.
Yep.
I think that's a great movie.
Yep. So, yeah. All right. Well, say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
What a maroon.
I see colors.
My mama's a Bowie.
No,
yup. I'm not gonna do it.